And so you're going to leave your plan is you're leaving your room to go get him a Kleenex or a tissue?
Yes.
Tell me what you see when you go do that.
I just see a puddle of blood.
Where did you see that?
In front of the bathroom. In between my sister's room and mine.
Obviously that's on the floor?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see anyone around?
No.
Did you see your dad?
Yes, after I turned into the other hallway.
Okay. So when you turn, are you now facing your parents' room?
Correct.
What do you see?
I see my mom on the ground and my dad standing.
Was your dad standing up?
Yes.
Okay. Could you tell if he was injured or not?
Yes.
Okay. You could tell your mom was injured.
Yes.
Did you try to talk to your dad?
Yes.
Was he able to answer you?
No, he was not able to talk.
Besides your dad being injured, did you see him like do anything else that day that was unusual?
He was just throwing up and fainting. Honestly.
And he couldn't talk to you?
No.
Did you ever go into Carla's room?
Yes.
Did you go all the way in or just to the doorway?
Just to the doorway.
Okay. Now, where was Alejandro as you were kind of becoming aware of all this?
He was still in my room.
Okay. Once you saw your dad, what did you do?
I tried talking to him to see what was going on, but he was in the room talking.
Did he ever come over to you?
Yes.
Did he communicate or what did he do?
He hugged me and that's it. He just hugged me and I was trying to ask him what happened and we did this but he couldn't answer.
Did he ever lay down in your bed or your brother's bed?
Yes. Well, on the floor.
On the floor?
Yes.
But in your rooms?
Yes.
Okay. Was he, during that Sunday, were there times when he fell asleep? Or?
Yes. He would fall asleep on the couch, on a chair that was next to the door, to the bathroom. Or he would fall asleep on the ground in our rooms.
What did you do that day? How did you?
Well, after seeing what had happened, I went back to my room, and that's when I first realized that this is real, and I started crying, and me and my brother were there for like 30 minutes, about 30 minutes, and that's when he was like, "What's wrong?" And I told him, my mom and my sister are dead. And he's like, "What?" And he couldn't really understand.
He was just 4?
4 years old, yes.
So did you try to take care of him that day?
Yes.
What did you, did he stay in your two rooms mostly?
Yes, and his room and my room.
Okay. And did you guys have, did you have a cell phone then?
I had a cell phone, but it was not charged. We didn't have a charger for it at the time.
Okay. Had the charger been lost?
Yes.
Is it just you, Alejandro, and your dad kind of sleeping, not sleeping throughout Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. So do you remember that, like, at night going to sleep?
Yes.
Where'd you sleep?
I slept in my room with my brother.
Where'd your dad sleep?
He was on the couch.
Okay. When you wake up in the morning, did you know that was like a Monday morning?
Yes.
And your 9-year-old self knew you had to go to school?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get yourself ready for school?
Yes.
Do you remember what time you left to go?
I left about 8 a.m.
Did you tell your dad what you were doing?
Yes, I told him I'm going to go to school.
And did you tell Alejandro anything?
Yeah, I told him that I'm going to school. Because he was going to preschool, and the bus would pick him up, and I told him to wait, don't go to school today, even if the bus comes.
Were you afraid he'd get lost?
Yes.
So, at 9 years old, you knew how to walk yourself to school?
Yes.
And it was sort of down the street from your house?
Correct.
Okay. When you got there, did you... see any friends or teachers that you could talk to?
Yes, I went to the cafeteria to get breakfast, and then that's when I encountered one of my friends, Cody, and I told him what happened.
And did you ever tell a teacher?
Yes, I told my teacher.
Do you remember her name?
Miss Wagner.
Okay. After you told Miss Wagner, do you remember where you went?
She took me to the counseling office.
Okay. And was there a principal and a school counselor there?
Yes, the counselor, the principal, and the vice principal.
At some point, does a police officer come and get you from the school?
Correct.
And once the police officer gets you, what happens? Where do you go?
He takes me into his car, and he asks me where's my house, and I direct him to my house, and that's when
a whole bunch of police cops. Thank you, sir. I'll pass it.